The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All right, first, long time no see, man. It's good to see you. This is the first time I've seen you since all this has gone on, it seems like. How have you been doing?
We've been doing good, pretty good. You and my three daughters won't let me go nowhere, so I just go from home to the shop here in Level Cross and back home. That's the only place I get to go.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have to hire an armed guard to stand at the end of your driveway when this thing first started to keep you there, but then obviously there's enough Westerns on TV that it gives you something to do at night.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. So here's what I want to talk about. NASCAR's back. They're back at Darlington. Right. And I want to go back in the history of the sport. 1950, when the racetrack was built, changed the sport, a speedway. You guys had come off the short tracks with Granddaddy and all that stuff. He ran that first race. What was the first race that you went to at Darlington as a kid? And what do you remember about that time?
Well, really, I didn't get to go to the first race in 1950 because I was just starting high school and my dad wouldn't let me off school. We started school the same day. And 51, I guess, was the first time I went down there. And all I'd ever seen was, small tracks, fairgrounds and stuff like that. And it was overwhelming for, 13-year-old kid to see it for the first time. And, back then, though, they started like 60 or 70 cars. And everybody ran around on the flat part of the racetrack. And it was just chaos, okay? It'd be like going out and watching the interstate and everybody was just running and there was people everywhere.
Did a lot of fans show up that first race? I mean, this was something, this changed the sport. It changed NASCAR, it changed stock car racing, especially in the Southeast. Did a lot of people show up for that first race?
Yeah, they had probably a bigger crowd than what they was really expecting because nobody knew anything, and they've been advertising it all through the Southeast. And, it was, like you said, we'd all been running short tracks. All of a sudden, we're running an Indianapolis-type racetrack. I mean, something big. And I think it put us on I know it did. It put NASCAR on a bigger level because – Darlington was the race for, for the next 10 or 12 years. It was the biggest race. It was our biggest race of the whole season. So it took a long time, to build that up. But then Daytona come along and kind of took the shine off of it.
All right, so let's move forward 70 years. Here we go this year. We talk about the crowds that were there. And like you said, more than they expected to come. We don't expect anyone to come to this thing. The ground rules that we're playing under are so different. What do you expect of Darlington this weekend?
I think everybody is hoping for the best, naturally. It's just going to be completely different until they throw the green flag than what we've been able to get ready for the race, because you're just going to show up, take the cars off the truck, line them up, stick the driver in, and they're going to start racing. No practice, no qualifying, or any of that kind of stuff. So, it is, from that standpoint, it's going to be more like what we used to run the short tracks. You just showed up at the racetrack, run a 100-mile race or something, just unloaded the truck and went out and run. So it's going to be more old-time deal than what we've ever grown into lately. But, the NASCAR – and they've been with the crews, and they've got an idea of how it's going to work, but we're going to have to do it to make sure it does work.
If I look at it, it's fascinating to me that all of this is happening at Darlington. Darlington changed the sport in 1950. Darlington has an opportunity to change the sport again in 2020. This may be a glimpse into the future of how NASCAR races are run moving forward, moving from this date, not only the end of 2020, but 2021, 2022, and moving forward. Have you thought about that to say this is the place, this little place in South Carolina has changed this sport two times in the history?
The second time, yes.
Yeah.
And I think that once we start running and seeing and making changes, then when we do go back to regular racing, it's going to be a little bit different. Because we've been doing the same thing so long, people are learning to do other things now because they're staying at home or thinking more about it. And everybody's been thinking about the racing. What can we do to improve racing to make it better for the fans, make it easier for the drivers or the crews and stuff to get there and do their thing? And I think it's not going to be 100% change, but it'll be probably 25% change once we do come back. I think you're going to see probably a lot of us just showing up on Sunday morning, qualifying a race and stuff, and just running like one or two days at a racetrack instead of being 3 or 4 days at a racetrack.
Okay, I want to go back to 1979 and the Daytona 500, the great snowstorm of the Northeast. Everybody's sitting inside. Everybody's watching the Daytona 500. All the drama of Bobby and Cale and Donnie. And you end up in victory lane that day. But that kind of, in a lot of ways, put NASCAR on the map because all eyes were on NASCAR. We're in a situation again, all eyes are on NASCAR. The entire sports world, whether it be baseball, basketball, football, hockey, it makes no difference. All eyes are on NASCAR. Do you feel that pressure? Do you feel the weight? And do you think NASCAR feels that way?
Yeah, any outside activity, NASCAR is setting a precedent here. If it works, then it's going to work for everybody. If it don't work, it's going to be a long time to do the next step. Okay, so NASCAR has got together with, you know, the government deal, with all the hospital people, with everybody they can think of and say, what do we need to do to make this work for everybody? And, you know, we're looking here that there's been no sports on TV for all these, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it's been. And I think everybody, no matter whether you're a football fan or a baseball fan or a hockey fan, it's some kind of a sport. And so I feel like there's a lot of people, well, I know, everybody is looking. If the government's looking at NASCAR, all the fans are looking at NASCAR. And so, you know, if we can pull this thing off, then I think it'll open up the society to be able to do more outside activities, whether it's sports or, you know, whatever it may be. So it's kind of a make or break deal. But like you said, Darlington is going to be the number one thing that people are pointing for. So if when they go back and this works and stuff, they say Darlington was the one that got it started.
All right. So you didn't go in 1950. You've been going pretty much every year. Did you go the year that you guys boycotted?
I've not missed a race since the first one. So I've been there, but I'm not going to get to go this time because of the way that NASCAR is, just limited to 15 or 16 people for a race car. And that includes the driver and the crew chief and, you know, people that don't even touch the car. So they're not letting me go. And I don't think you and my sisters would let me go if I wanted to go.
Well, that's true. We're not going to let you out of the house, but where are you going to watch the race from this week?
Well, you know, I'm going to watch it from my living room, okay, or my den or whatever it be, where I hang out. And, you know, I've been able to get with a bunch of different people to try to, you know, line up how can I play like I'm at the racetrack, you know what I mean? And worldwide technician guys have come in and set me up with a computer so that I can watch the speeds at the racetrack just like I would do if I was at the racetrack. They'll have every one of the cars. They'll have what their speeds are, what position they are. So I got two TVs. I'll be able to watch the race on the TV here and listen to what our guys have got to say and seeing it. And then I can go back over here and kind of figure read between the lines. So I'll be able to keep up with the race in two different ways. So it's be almost like being at the racetrack as far as being in slow motion, more or less.
Well, enjoy the race, wear a mask, and thank you for doing this today.
I don't think I'll need the mask. I'm going to be by myself. All right. Love you guys.
Love you, man.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.